this Cindy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Cindy. This is Bo Rodriguez with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
Hi.
Hi. I called this number because I was doing a follow-up investigation, and I saw that your phone number was listed as an additional reporting party on the morning of October 10th of this year.
Yes.
Okay. Has anybody called to talk to you about your call for service or your...
No.
Okay. Okay. So I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Department Major Crimes Unit.
Okay.
And I'm just responsible for doing the follow-up investigation. And so I tried to call you about a week or so ago. I thought I left a message. I don't know if it went to you or not.
No, I didn't receive. I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know if maybe I called the wrong phone number or what, but I ended up seeing the phone number 310 on the call slip from our dispatch records.
Yes.
And then it didn't have a name or anything. I researched it through our database and came up with the name Cindy.
Yes, that's me.
Okay. And so, like I said, about a week or so ago, I tried to call him. I don't know if maybe I called the wrong phone number.
I might just not have picked up the voicemail.
Okay. And so, like I said, I'm responsible for doing the follow-up investigation just to figure out why you called the police on the morning of October 10th.
Okay. Okay, so, I mean, I called because I was awakened by a screech, and then I heard a crash, and I was concerned because it sounded like whoever crashed into something and not somebody, so I was concerned that that person may be injured and unable to call for help themselves, so I was just calling to report that there had been an accident.
Okay. Did you ever go outside to determine what was the cause of the screech and the crash that you heard?
So, where my house is located, I don't know if you have my address.
No, I don't.
Okay, so where my house is located, from my second story bedroom window, you can kind of see the open space. And so, I could see... I could see that it was out there. I couldn't see, because I could see, what looked like a car facing the wrong way, but I couldn't, totally see from my window, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So I knew where the crash was because of that.
Okay. And what did you see exactly? I know you said you saw a car that appeared to be a car facing the wrong way. Could you explain that to me?
Well, it just seemed like there was a car facing the wrong way, and so then I was like, oh, well, that's where the crash is.
Okay.
So, but I couldn't see a person, and then we were able to see the police arrive because of the very bright light, but we weren't able to see the police car. Like, just the way that my window is positioned, it was hard to really see what was going on, but you could see that there was something going on in that vicinity.
And the space you talked about, what is that exactly?
The open space, right behind where the crash was.
Okay. And that space you're referring to, is it like open space, like a parking lot, or?
No, it's like a hiking. There's like a hiking trail. It's like an open just nature space.
Now, after you looked out and you said you saw the police arrive?
We could see them arrive because we could see their bright light, but we couldn't see the actual police car.
Okay. Were you able to see the policemen associated to that car?
No.
Okay. And regarding the the car that was crashed in the open space. I think you told me you weren't able to see a person or persons associated with it.
We weren't able to see a person. We could just see, like I said, like it was almost like we could see the very back of the car.
And then once police arrived, did you see anything else?
We did not see. We could not see anything.
Okay.
No.
Did you get to hear anything?
Yes, we heard the gunshots.
Okay. How many gunshots were you able to hear?
Several, probably 8 to 10.
Okay.
We heard two shots, and then, to be honest, we thought it was the victim's shots, but I guess they were there, like, pellet or whatever they shot first. But from our window, we couldn't see, so that's what, in our minds, it was, that's what we heard. And then we heard the more, like, rapid fire of, like, 8 to 10 shots.
And did you get to hear any verbal communication between any of the parties?
We were able to hear the police say, "Put it down, put your hands up," because it was it was over like a blowhorn, So, like I said, our window in our bedroom is close to where it was. It's just the angle of which it. Views, we couldn't exactly see what was happening.
Okay. And when you heard the verbal communication of put it down, put your hands up, when was that in relation to any of the shots?
It was right before the shot.
Okay. And was that before you heard any shots?
Yes.
Okay. Now, after shots are fired, what did you guys hear or see, if anything?
Nothing. I mean, and you have to understand, like, this is in the middle of the night. We have two small children, and I have had a best friend get shot and killed, so I literally was like, get away from the window, like, and just, like, huddled in my bed, and I didn't want to hear anymore. Like, it was pretty traumatizing, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
And, like, even having to, like, tell you this, like, I don't really want to be involved in it because of just the climate of our country right now. Like, I don't want to be involved at all.
Okay. I hope you understand that we have to do a thorough investigation.
Yes, no, and that's why I'm answering your questions.
Okay.
Because I want to help. I just don't want my name involved.
Okay. And I understand that. But like I said, the call for service was, it's everything.
Yeah.
Evident, so
yeah, and I mean, like I said, I was worried that the person was injured and wasn't able to, like, call for help, and so, I wanted to make sure help came, but, what was weird was we didn't hear any sirens, and I didn't see, any ambulance or any fire trucks, and so then I was like, well, was this, like, a police chase? I couldn't, like, figure out what was going on.
Okay. Now, in relation to everything, now, let me ask you, how did this night end for you? So you observed this, and you said you went back to your room because you're obviously afraid. You don't want your family or children to be hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I just laid awake, like, freaked out the rest of the night.
Okay.
And then, my children go to the school right by here, and so you know, there was all, the whole street was blocked off, and, you know, I didn't know what happened until it came out in the paper what was, what had happened.
Okay. Now, when did you call the police?
Right away. I heard the screech. The screech woke me up, and then I heard the crash, and I pretty much called the police, like, very shortly thereafter, because I was concerned for that person's well-being, that they were hurt.
Okay. And so was your call to the, did you call 911?
Yeah.
Okay. Was your call to 911 prior to the police getting there and shots being fired?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I called as soon as the crash. I heard the crash, I called. And I actually was told that they had already received a call and that the police were on their way.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And so that's why we kind of were, like, looking out the window to see if the police had arrived. And like I said, we could see the light, but we couldn't actually see the car or the police officers.
Okay. And the light you're talking about, or is that, like white lights, like headlights, or did you?
Yeah, like a big light from the police car.
Okay, so it was not like you know, like police, like emergency lights, like red and.
No. It was a white light.
Okay. Okay. Now you said we. Can you tell me who you're with?
My husband.
Okay. And do you know if he'd be willing to speak with me?
I mean, I don't think he would say no.
Okay. Okay. Can I give you my contact information?
Sure.
And if he has time to call me, I just want to take a quick statement from him.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So my name's Bo. It's B-E-A-U.
Okay.
My last name is Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
Okay.
My phone number is 805.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a detective with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department, Major Crimes Unit.
Okay. Had this person committed a crime?
It's all still being investigated, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it was a tragic. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a, you know, tough when.
Oh yeah.
This kind of situation, and like I said, like it's so hard because. I want to help, but I also, like, don't want to jeopardize my family's safety.
Yeah. I don't think you have to be worried about anything.
Okay.
I mean, I know it sounds like it was upsetting to you, but...
It was upsetting, and, yeah, and I think, you know, there's obviously, you know, going to be the side that says that, you know, too much force was used, and there's going to be the side that says they're, you know, well, the officer's life threatened, so that's what makes me nervous.
Yeah, that's understandable. But as far as the incident, I think it was isolated. I don't think, like, there's any ongoing issues.
Okay.
As far as, like, where you live, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it was, like, just a fluke that it happened to be, like, right there. It could have been anywhere along the street. I don't think it was, you know, our neighborhood that was targeted or anything like that.
I do have a couple quick more questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. So, would you be able to give me your husband's name?
Oh, sure. It's Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
And then, and I'm assuming your children are minors. You don't have to give me their their names or ages, but...
Yeah, and they slept through the whole thing, thank goodness.
Okay. So how many children do you have?
Two.
Okay, so you had two minor children at home at the time that were sleeping.
Yeah.
So, would you be able to give me your address so I can, like, map it out and try to figure out, put it together where your review
sure.
is from?
Sure. And it's Westlake Village, 91362.
Okay. And I just want to confirm, nobody else from the Sheriff's Department has contacted you?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, if you, when you get the chance, if you could ask your husband to call me, and I just want to take a quick statement, it'll just be a few minutes. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
No problem.
You have my phone number, so if there's any issues, if anything comes up, feel free to call me.
Okay, I have a question
yes.
for you, since
yes.
I have you on the phone.
Yes.
We're having kind of a weird situation at our elementary school.
Okay.
With our night custodian. He drives around a truck that has, like, anti-abortion and serial killer and all this stuff painted all over it. And he's been asked several times not to park in front of the school, and he continues to do so, and he's outside Planned Parenthood protesting, like, every day, and, like, there's a large group of parents that are, you know, like I said, what's been going on in our country, and, you know, we're concerned, like, what is this guy's, like, online presence, what is, you know, does he have guns registered to him? Like, what is his deal? Because he's constantly, like, watching, like, these alt-right sermons on his cell phone while he's at work. And, you know, it's just kind of scary. Like, and if we don't say anything and, God forbid, something happens, like, we'll all wish we had said something. And, like, none of us know. We've complained to the principal. The principal's complained to the school district. And, like, we just don't really know what we should do. And we, you know, obviously he hasn't committed a crime, and I understand it's free speech, but, you know, also, like, should this person be working at a school? And, you know, should he kind of be investigated to see what's going on with him? Because this is the world we're living in today.
Yeah, so where is the school at?
It's right where I live. It's right where I live.
What school is it?
It's Westlake Hills Elementary.
Okay. And my understanding is all the school employees have to go through some type of like criminal background check.
Right, but I mean, we don't know, like I said, like, what's going on, like...
Yeah, so, and especially if you guys already complained to the school, I mean, you would hope that they would have done minimal, you know, background research.
Well, they ask him to move his truck, and
you said this guy is actually employed by the school?
He's employed by the district.
Okay, by the school district, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's a nighttime custodian, but he'll come in the middle of the day, and he parks his truck, like, right in front of the school. He's even parked in the school parking lot. And, I mean, it says, like, murderer, like, all these things on the truck, and, like, obviously our kids that can read are seeing this, and they're like, what is this all about? And there's, like, I mean, it's the entire truck is plastered with it.
Yeah.
And so he's been asked to not park in front of the school, but yet he still does. And, you know, he's just like one of those people. Like I said, he, like, is, you can see that he's, like, a very angry person. He's listening to this stuff, you know. And so you just wonder, like, well, what is this person capable of?
So
and
my immediate, you know, responses that you or your family or any of the other parents shouldn't confront him.
Totally, definitely not.
If you guys are at the point where you think there needs to be some type of contact made, either contact the school or contact the police, at least so that the police can do some type of keep the peace, and approach him. Ultimately, though, if he's not committing a crime, I mean, there's not much that they can do.
Right.
But I always offer up that there's no problem at any time of you calling for police service and having the officers or asking them to try to contact the person or to investigate if a crime's occurred or just keep the peace. I mean, but ultimately you, there may not be any crime established and you may not be totally satisfied with the outcome, but that's what the police are there for, is to try to keep the peace. So if at any time you need to call. Don't look at it.
Yeah, I mean, there, like I said, there isn't any, like, confrontation going on with him and the parents. It's just that, like, you know, this is, like, possibly, you know, like I said, I feel like he should kind of be investigated further if he's working at a school.
Yeah, and that's something you may have to take that up with either the school or some, like, the board with the school district. If you think it, whatever he's supporting is inappropriate around young children, but the police can't get involved if there's no crime being committed,
right?
Other than
okay.
Just keep the peace between you guys if a parent needs to call,
right? Okay.
So, but
all right.
But like I said, at any time you need to call, call.
Okay.
So, all right, Cindy, I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Okay, goodbye.